Yo, 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 what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. We're recapping today's Braves game here, June 13th, Truist Park. The Braves play the Colorado Rockies. The Braves improved to 30-38 on the season. And yet, Los Angeles gets set to win. Beat the Biden gets the loss, goes to 1-2. Los Angeles goes to 2-2. It's a big game for the Braves. Braves are down 4-1 early in the game here. But in the 6th, 7th, 8th innings, the Braves scored 11 runs. The bats came alive finally. We've been hearing about a lot for the Braves with the bats, and they came alive. 4-1 down, 6th inning. Michael Harris is a 3-run homer that makes it 4-4. Then the big dog, the DH, 7th inning, Marcell Ozuna with a hip injury, comes out here and hits a 3-run blast. Makes it 7-4 for the Braves. Then in the 8th inning, got it going again. You know, it was got it working. So look at him, man. Like, look, I'm telling you, the Braves scored 5 runs in the 8th inning. Go up 12-4. The Rockies early had it going on early. And the Braves won 3 or 4 going forward. And, you know, Michael Harris talked that post game in his presser about how he's working on his swing, trying to keep his weight back, be more linear, get more fly balls, get more line drives, finding gaps. And, you know, they asked him about Marcell Ozuna, who's out there battling with a hip injury. He's out there in a hip injury, injured, good eye for his team. So we got to love that. And the Braves added on runs. You know, when you add on runs, it frees you up. You're not tense at the plate, not stressed out. So you got that going for the Braves too as well. And the bullpen has been in my line a little bit. The bullpen has, but tonight, with 2 days off coming, Snit says I can spring training game for him. That's what Snit said. I post, you'll hear the comments when I play them for you here on the, after the recap here. You hear what I'm saying here with you guys. But, you know, the Braves hit it on. Bryce Elder struggled tonight, but he held together. The Braves turned 4 double plays tonight. That's 8 outs of the 27. 4 double plays kept the game in hand so they could come back. Snit also, in his comments, also referenced that as well. So just know the Braves and series with the Rockies here. Can't overlook anybody in this game of baseball. So just keep it going. But today, the pitching, the bullpen held it down for Bryce, who had a rough night. Just didn't have it tonight. It happens in baseball, as you all know. It happens. You know, it just happens sometimes right there. You know what I'm saying? So just know that. But like I said, Michael Harris getting that 3-1 homer. Open the floodgates with the Braves tonight. Just know that. Though he's getting his act together. Center fielder for your Braves. And it also by Ronald Acuna. Another 3-hit night for Ronald Acuna. He's back. He stole a base tonight too. So, you know, Ronald Acuna's getting back in the groove. So, you know, get Ronald Acuna going. Get Marcell Ozuna going, get these bats going, and then you'll see what happens, you know, with these Braves. And Snit remembers this also in the post-game comments that you will hear on the back end of this, that you can catch guys off the All-Star break. It's key to start winning series, stacking series, winning series, you know, going 2-1, 3-0, you know, so a team like the Rockies go 3-0 against those guys. He didn't say this. I'm saying this about stacking series and get, he said win series, but I'm saying team like the Rockies go 3-0. So just know that. So you know, it's the Braves recap June 13th for you. We will be back at Truist Park tomorrow, game 2 of the series with the Rockies. And check out all Braves recaps at BossManShow.com. Do that. BS3TVLive.com. Do that. BS3Network.com and on Believe Network. So you will be able to catch these recaps and hear on the back end clips from a pitcher, a key player, and manager Brian Snicker. Key stuff from him every game. Hear the Boss Man Show covering Atlanta Braves, doing it the only way we know how to do it, authentically and real. You know how we do it. So we'll see you tomorrow from Truist Park. I'm in an undisclosed location near Truist Park in the Battery, but we will be bringing you recaps from these areas. So season long, it's JR, it's the Boss Man. I always represented the Boss Man Show, BS3N Believe. We out. Check out some clips today's post-game pressers.
So overall stats might not be where you want them to be, but how good do you feel about what you've been able to do in late situations like that one this year?
Yeah, obviously, I want my average to be up at the amount, but I feel like I've been able to get some key RBIs throughout the season, regardless of how I've been feeling previous at bats. I guess when I come up in those situations, I really got to settle in and really know that the team needs runs to, I guess, win games. So just coming in those situations are, I guess, a lot, even though the average is where I want it to be.
I know you guys initially when Ronald got back, but what has he provided you guys with the way he's played since returning?
Energy. He's an MVP, so the talent, we know the talent's there. Just bring a lot of energy at that one spot, getting on base and being able to be on base to cause havoc for pitchers.
Bell did tonight in a big moment. We all know the hip's bothering him. What have you kind of seen from him battling through that and to come up with a big moment like tonight?
He's a warrior, and he's going to do anything to produce runs and be a good teammate. So he did that tonight, and he tries to do that every night.
Earlier about just adding runs on once you guys do have that lead, what can that do for a team when you continue to do that?
It does a lot. I guess once we got those, my homer, it was a little bit of a momentum switch, put pressure on their bullpen, and we got to see some of their arms. So two more games, and we've seen, I think, half the, maybe more than half the bullpen, but that's good for the rest of the series and just keep the momentum going.
Three, getting as much lift on the ball as we've seen before, not as many home runs now. Back-to-back games with the homer, is there anything tweak with your swing, or are you just seeing the ball better right now?
Yeah, it's just something I'm focusing on to keep my weight back, to be able to produce more fly balls and line drives. Just working on the cage and trying to hoping it happens when I get in the game, because you can do it in the cage, but once the adrenaline starts going, sometimes you lose your mechanics, and it's really just trying to focus on the moment.
All right.
But let's start with Marcelli. We know he's been battling that hip. You know, what was it to mean to you what he's done and continues to produce like this?
No, it's been good. I mean, I know that was big for him today. He's grinding through it and he's running good and BP's fine. Hopefully something like today just kind of maybe gets him going.
How about Mike, about him hitting more line drives, getting the ball in the air? Seems like he's doing that lately.
Yeah, no, I know they've talked to him about that. And, done bigger than tonight, that's for sure. So, they're working all the time at this. I mean, it's not like, we've been struggling to put these innings together and games and that they're all, aware of it and working at it. So hopefully this is, now we've had three out of four games been pretty good. We've been adding on runs and hitting with guys on, so hopefully that's a sign of things to come.
Ronald hit game, also had to walk and had that stolen base and then that diving catch attempt. It's not like he's running all right.
He's running great, yeah. When he's like on the sack fly and that ball down the corner, where that thing came from, he was probably a foot away from throwing the guy out a second on that with that throw. He keeps swinging really good. It's kind of nice to see him just, he's putting a good part of the bat on the ball and he's timed up really good. If he'd have got the one in the air, who knows where that thing would have landed. He's been playing great, like I say. And he's been, like we talked earlier, he's been smart about, using when to turn it on. And, that was just running on a 3-2 count right there. Really wasn't running for a stolen base, just trying to stay out of double play to hopefully get a run closer.
Four people say, are the Braves going to be sellers and that kind of stuff? I mean, you got to win.
Since afternoon, I mean, these aren't big games, all of them. Winning series it needs to be, go back to doing that, which we had a really good streak of that. We've done it before, not this far back, but it's possible to chase guys down after the All-Star break. But we want to, I think for our psyche and everything, these are all big games for us.
How much does
training game with all the guys we used? But no, it helped a lot in how we kind of chased that game a little bit today. And, you know, because it seemed like in the first three innings, they had guys all over the place. I mean, we're real lucky that, you know, we escaped that and dig ourselves too big a hole to come back. So, you know, we made some really good defensive plays and guys in the bullpen. It was good we had all those guys with, you know, multiple guys, everybody, you know, with multiple days off. So that was big what Schwelly did and having the day off. And, you know, we get through the next few days, another one, and then we got a long run again that, you know, we're going to need starts.
What was your cover?
You're in runs in six games now. What are you thinking about them right now?
Well, they're good. You know, it's been really good. And you know, if you can keep them, like I say, great, good starts will help that bullpen out a lot. And we've had a few lately, obviously. So, you know, these guys have done it. They've done it all year. They've been really good. And I just, you know, you just worry over stretches that you don't want to run them in the ground. And today they're well-rested and performed really good.
All right.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps. Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.